We're back on the horn with Pete Sorrell, continuing our Western UP report from Fred's East Branch Outfitters in Kenton, and I appreciate the recap on rifle season.
Oh, yeah. It's always a special time of year for the UPers, and I know I enjoy it myself, and it's seeing all those guys being so excited, my nephews, and even all the people that come into the shop, it sure is fun, and it's fun to talk about it afterwards.
Let's talk about black powder season opening up here.
Boy, I tell you, a lot of the guys that came up late and had to fight that snow, we ran out of black powder guns at Fred's. All of a sudden, I mean, and we've seen this in years past, do you think you got enough? And all of a sudden, bang, they're all gone.
Well, do you still got plenty of supplies, though? You know, powder and bullets and all that
stuff?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. And since then, we've got a couple in. If you really need one, we carry that CVA line, and they're really nice inline black powder, easy to use, and Fred is so knowledgeable, and he can fix you up, and you can be in the woods the same day.
Well, let's go to fishing then. I've been hearing some reports from ice fishermen in your area. What are you hearing?
Well, the small lakes, you know, we had all that snow. I wouldn't venture out on Lake Ogivek right away. We had some decent ice before. We had up to 5 inches in that cold snap right before hunting season. But, I've heard even on Butte's Air, out in front of the Indian village, they were catching some bluegills. And, of course, that's shallow. That's 5 foot deep. So that froze right away. And it probably did not thaw out. So depending on that snow cover, it should be decent and ready to go.
You hearing about anything besides panfish, or is it all panfish?
Yeah, it's all pan, pretty much all panfish, Adam.
All right. What about rivers? I heard the steelhead and coho fishing actually picked up considerably since that storm Sunday.
Yes, I heard the same thing. I had some guys come in again. They were just so enthused, and I just look at these guys. Shouldn't you be hunting? But they're all enthused. They're up on the Misery River up towards Houghton, and they were all along the coast down to Ontonagon. So, yeah, they were enthused.
I appreciate your time today, Pete, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Adam, I got to tell you one good thing. We want to welcome to the family Sophia K. Sorrell, my son and daughter-in-law, had a bouncing baby girl here yesterday.
Awesome. Congratulations, Grandpa.
Thank you. And I got to tell you, I texted him back. I said, I was so proud, and she's so beautiful, but pack the diapers. We're going fishing.
There you go. Pete Sorrell from Fred's East Branch Outfitters in Kenton giving us the Western UP report again here. Have a great week, and we'll catch you next week, Pete.
All right, Adam. Take care.
This is The Outdoor Show.